This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you. When you think about Lincoln being elected president, what was it like on Tuesday, November 6th, 1860? The quote is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Of course, that is Jesus speaking what we call one of the Beatitudes. Now, Lincoln had committed to memory much of the Bible, including the Sermon on the Mount. So was Lincoln poor in spirit the night and the morning that he was elected president? One of his closest friends from his old Indiana days said, after visiting Lincoln's campaign office in Springfield, "Lincoln bears his honors meekly. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Why would Lincoln appear calm and meek the night and morning when he is being elected president of the United States? In the political wheeling and dealing of the months before his election, Lincoln is said to have been and continued to act as a peacemaker within the warring factions of the Republican Party. And there was such a crush of people around him, a, quote, army of politicians, reporters, photographers, and portrait painters descended on him. One of the four famous photographs taken at that time shows Lincoln with his hair all tousled, to the dismay of his wife. But what you see in those pictures is a dreamy look of vision and a very quiet-looking man. This man is calm and still. Anyone who reads body language can see his warm, calm, almost silent bearing. His face, one London journalist said, was half Roman, half Indian, wasted by climate, scarred by a life struggle. Quote, "To his chagrin," an historian writes, "Lincoln discovered that he had become a celebrity. And yet his newly elected status of honor and glory brought little change in his personal habits and in his relationships with people, old and new." Now, the proof of any spiritual life is just this. What does the person do with those two words, honor and glory, an elevation of self? Shortly after midnight on the Tuesday of November 6, 1860, Lincoln received the telegram that said he had received New York State's 35 electoral votes and was now to be president. Church bells rang, people cheered. Lincoln admitted he was a very happy man. But what we most see, as the historian Ron White says, is that by everyone's remembrance, Lincoln remained remarkably calm through the long evening. Lincoln did not identify his ego with a kingdom. He was not thinking he was the master. He slept poorly that night because he felt the burden of his new responsibility. In Buddhism, there is a concept of ignorance called avidya, where you are not awake to reality. Lincoln was not ignorant. He was awake to reality. He had ambition, but he did not have blind ambition. He had fire, but he did not cling to the fiery wheel of life. Life was bigger than he was, and he knew it. And so he was not tortured by the ups and downs of life. He said an amazing and spiritual thing upon hearing of the vote tally. It showed he had the spiritual wisdom to know that an elevated honor was not all about him. He exclaimed to his wife, "Mary, Mary, we are elected." "We" was Lincoln's spiritual reality, family, country, eventually even God. And such a communal, plural spirit can guide us down, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.